fire hook or pot hook.
Okay, it was the same thing. Sometimes they swung.
Yeah, and sometimes they just hung straight right over the center of the fireplace.
Did they have in this house or in any other one, a place where you kind of a little room off the kitchen where you could store room?
Yes, we called it storeroom.
And that was off
in this house or that house?
That house up there.
Uh-huh. Didn't have anything. Did you have anything you called a safe in the kitchen?
Yes, we had what we'd call a kitchen cabinet. We had about 2/3 as big as that, and it had 10 doors on it, and they had punched holes in them to make patterns on the in the tin.
Uh-huh. I see. Now that was in the old house.
Yes.
Now that storeroom and the safe. Now did you ever have anything you called a pantry?
No, we never did have. But I know of people that had the pantry, just a little place off, maybe wall off in the wall where they kept the dishes and pots and pans. They called it the pantry.
Now the what would you call old worthless furniture? That and implements, all sorts of things like that. That really
we called it junk.
Okay. Did you ever use the word plunder?
I've heard it used in that way.
Uh-huh. And the about the room where you might store that stuff. What might it be called?
Well, we used it under the house and in the attic.
Mm-hmm. But you never had a room that you signify as a junk room or a plunder room. And the in the mornings, you might say a woman goes around the house every morning and
dusting.
You know, or kind of, would you use something like straightens up, tidies up, or cleans up?
Yeah, my mother, in the spring of the year, she always had a board with holes about that far apart, and she put chucks in it and go up here in Rocky Field and get some soft sand drop and break them up and scatter it all over the floor and then wash it and scrub it down with that chuck mop, and the floor just be the oak floor just be shining.
Now that was called the shuck. Was it a broom?
Chuck mop.
Now, it was the shuck was the rocks and the...
No, the shuck was made out of corn shucks.
I see. That was did you grow your own...
Yes, we grew our own corn. She'd make her... It'd have 18, 15 or 18 holes in a board, and then a handle put to the board.
Uh-huh. See, it was more like a big scrub brush then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise any broom sage?
You mean broom corn?
Yeah.
Well,
Mr.
Yes, my mother grew a row of broom corn every year and tied her own brooms.
I see. Now, is this the same stuff that you used for these...
Mops? No.
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 That was different. But you never heard, you never called it sage?
No, we called it broom corn.
Broom corn.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And they, was the term red up or reds up ever used for cleaning up the house?
Not here.
Okay. I don't think that's at all common in this part of the country. I was talking about something being in relation to this door, you know. If this were open, you might say that that panel there was...
Behind the door.
Yeah. And they... now, how did your mother do the washing?
She went outside, got her tubs, her wooden tubs, and she put old-fashioned homemade lye soap in the water and scrubbed it, and then sometimes she'd, if it's real dirty, she'd lay it on a stump or a rock or the bench and beat it with a paddle and then boil it.
Uh-huh.